It's time to open a thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Well, the Radio Thrift Shop is open for crate digging. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're heard every Saturday evening at this time on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. And the programs are archived on radioforall.net. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and excursions deep into the record crates here at the Thrift Shop. And this week, we're exploring folk music, music I like to call folk. So light up the love lamp and come on a musical journey. We're going to start this week with some ambient folk music by Randy Price, who is from Somerville, Massachusetts. His latest release is an homage to my home state of New Hampshire. ¶¶ digital release available on Bandcamp. That's Randy Price. His release is called New Hampshire. We heard four brief pieces, starting with Lincoln, then Hebron, then Lebanon, and finally Bethlehem, all wonderful towns in my home state of New Hampshire. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the folk edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Russ and I lived in Madison, Wisconsin from 1976 to 1981 while he was working on his PhD and I was teaching. I spent one or two days every weekend birding, went birding every spring morning before school started, and spent a lot of my summer mornings birding. It was simply what I did. One of my favorite birding friends, Randy Hoffman, was a lot like me, introverted and rather shy. Randy was at least a few steps ahead of me in his birding skills, but like me, didn't like birding as a competition. He simply liked getting out there and seeing birds. Unlike me, Randy was also a superb general naturalist, far more knowledgeable about plant communities and big picture stuff, and extremely generous with his knowledge, so the few occasions that I did get to go out with him were wonderful and memorable. In May 1978, when he found out I still had never seen a barred owl, he took me where he knew we'd find one. And when he pointed it out and I still didn't see it at first, he wasn't the least bit arrogant or superior about it. I learned a lot about sharing my good birds and how to treat other birders as equals from Randy Hoffman. Randy wrote a fantastic book back in 2002, published by the University of Wisconsin Press, titled Wisconsin's Natural Communities, How to Recognize Them and Where to Find Them, which somehow I didn't learn about until just last month. It's heavy on text, which is fine with me. Randy is a very fine and vividly clear writer, and the maps and occasional illustrations are very helpful. He describes the natural communities of the state and gives excellent examples of places where we can go to enjoy each one. Randy writes in the introduction that that book is written for amateur naturalists, hunters, birdwatchers, hikers, campers, anglers, and others who appreciate the natural world and want a deeper understanding of what makes a healthy, natural community. It is also intended for landowners or land managers who want to manage their land in the best way possible for the health of the natural community. The book is designed to help you understand the workings of these natural communities and to provide a foundation for recognizing the interconnections between different species in a community and between species and their habitats. Last month, Randy came out with another great book, When Things Happen, A Guide to Natural Events in Wisconsin. When Things Happen breaks the year into 36 periods, 3 per month. It's not really a phenology because Randy doesn't focus on first and last occurrences of anything and has few illustrations. Instead, he offers in rich detail and depth what is happening throughout the state in each time period. He starts each section with the day length in Racine in the southeastern corner of the state and Superior in the northwest, and he often mentions regular meteor showers and other regularly appearing sky-watching phenomena. Depending on the season, he may talk about the sap running in trees and its value for humans and wildlife, give the peak blooming times for various plants, explain when does are most likely to drop their fawns, or tell us what to look for when trying to identify lichens. Where illustrations or sound recordings would be important, he gives excellent resource recommendations. The meat of each section is an essay about some natural phenomena happening right about then, or simply something to think about. The essay for December 11 to 20 is about generosity and giving, focusing on ways we can give back to nature via conservation. These essays conjure the magical times I spent with Randy back in the 70s, with him sharing his knowledge in such an inviting way. In forthcoming programs over the coming year, I'll highlight some of what he shares. Meanwhile, When Things Happen, A Guide to Natural Events in Wisconsin by Randy Hoffman is a splendid book to be savored month by month. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. two pieces from a scarce album by John Renborn. That's from his KPM Library album. We heard Glastonbury, and before that, Freedom Road. And we started this set off with In Gowan Ring, a tune called Dandelion Wine. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to say hello to folks listening on WNMB out in North Adams, Massachusetts. I also want to let folks know that if you're interested in downloading this program, it is archived on radioforall.net. This is program number 484, and working up toward 500 episodes of The Thrift Shop and beyond. So here's something from a new release by James Rao, also known as Orange Cake Mix. I like to call this James Unplugged. It's from his release Light and Shade, Music for Acoustic Guitar. It's called Stillness by the Riverside.
She shall rock me to my seat. in my dreams for another day. Dancing in the sun, watch me as I run back to your home. She shall sway my like the wind sways the trees on a restless day. Have you seen the sun? It makes me feel a lot warm with everything. Spring is changing, she's waving her multicolored arms at me, and the sights and sounds run down over my eyes, and the memories and the places will hypnotize me. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. Cause I love you like the sun loves the wind on a restless day. Have you seen the sun? Makes me feel at one with everything. Spring is changing, she's waving her multicolored arms at me, and the sights and the sounds run down over my eyes, and the memories and the places will hypnotize me. Cause I love you. She shall rock me. She shall rock me to my sleep in my dreams for another day.
Thank you.
Cake Mix from his new release, Light and Shade, Music for Acoustic Guitar. The song was Tree in the Meadow. Before that, going back a ways to about 1971, we heard some music by a band called Amber. They only released one recording and five songs during the 1970s, and that was Swan in the Evening and Seashell Rock Me. And we started this set off with more Orange Cake Mix, a tune called Stillness by the Riverside. And you're listening to Music I Like to Call Folk here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
It's said that the Mohawk Indians used to chop up ice from ponds and store it in moss-lined pits. The Pilgrims, perhaps learning from the Indians, also used pond ice for refrigeration. But it wasn't until the 1880s, up through the Depression and the 1930s, that an ice harvesting industry thrived in the northeastern United States, mostly driven by the need to preserve dairy products throughout the year. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. John Brandow was raised in upstate New York, where farmers tried to find ways to preserve food year-round.
This was a dairy farming area, and most homes had cellars, which were substantially cooler than the rest of the house, and they would oftentimes store vegetables and potatoes and these sorts of things in the cellar. But usually, the dairy industry made sure that there was ice available.
Commercial ice houses were insulated with sawdust, which enabled great quantities of ice to be stacked in the winter and stored through the summer. It was transported by train to urban areas where thousands of customers waited for their ice boxes to be filled.
In New York City, they used the horse-drawn wagon, and very often the man who was driving the wagon, he delivered the ice up sometimes several flights and tenements, and it was a difficult job, but the whole system, right from the ice ponds up in the Catskills to the icebox someplace in New York City, was quite an involved and intricate industry, all told.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
There's a highway telling me to go where I came from. Such a long way, I don't even know where I am. Such a long way, long, long way. Gonna sit right here where I am, and it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here all right. Tomorrow, I'm gonna hang my feet in a stream. Pretending my world is real, yours a dream. And the highway, I'm gonna sit right here where sit around you where I am, and it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here
gonna sit here writing a song. Every time one comes along, I'm all right. Gotta be all right.
Back on the road again. time to share.
One more piece from Randy Price's release, New Hampshire. That's a tune called Portsmouth, wonderful city down on the seacoast. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens from the Seven Swans LP, All the Trees of the Field Will Clap Their Hands. Cat Stevens before that, Sun C79 from Buddha and the Chocolate Box, and we started that set off with Mr. Jim Sullivan, tune called Highways from his UFO LP. And although Jim Sullivan has been missing since 1975, two of his albums were just re-released by Light in the Attic Records. And that is going to wrap it up for the folk edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, saying thank you for listening. I'll be back next week here on WSCS at 10 p.m. on Saturday evening. So remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Wishing you many blessings.